This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, well, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your brash and living. We would like to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your brash and living and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin on this afternoon, we would once again remind the each of you that there exists that opportunity for you to be involved in what we refer to as silent communication, that opportunity for you to have a telepathic interaction or exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you many times refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, many times that interaction, that telepathic exchange of information is much more pertinent to your individual desires and needs than is this information that we attempt to exchange with you through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And now, once again, that opportunity exists for each of you, and you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness, to shift into what you might refer to as a meditative state. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. And indeed, that possibility exists for you. But once again, the choice is yours absolutely. Now, you exist once again in what we refer to as a vibrational level. You exist in a vibrational level that is quite similar to all of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation, except in your vibrational level you once again put in place that veil that we've referred to so many times, that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It limits outside influence from having an effect upon the creation of your reality in this vibrational level. In order to participate in this vibrational level, one enters into what you refer to as a belief system, what we refer to as a human consciousness belief system. You agree to participate in a consensus manner to put in place belief systems that have limitations upon your capacity to create realities in this vibrational level that you are consciously aware that you're responsible for the creation of. Limitations as well that take away, if you wish, your capacity to understand in your awakened consciousness state just who and what you truly are. Limitations as well, once again, for other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to create within this vibrational level. If you wish to create in this vibrational level, you have but to make the choice to participate, to enter into at some level, consciously agree to put in place, to sustain and to maintain that electromagnetic type of energy, that veil. And as we've suggested as well so many times, the reason you do that is really quite simple. It's allow you to experience a range of emotions and feelings that you don't have the capacity to experience in other vibrational levels when you are at your so-called awakened consciousness level, quite aware of the fact that you are not only the individual that's participating in the reality, but the creator of the reality. It's similar in this vibrational level. You just don't understand it in your awakened consciousness state. When you alter your so-called consciousness, when you enter into the meditative state, you still exist within the limitations of the veil, and even in your dream states and in your so-called between incarnational states, you exist with certain limitations put in place as your result of your agreeing to participate in and to sustain and maintain that veil that human consciousness belief system. It is possible, however, in those altered states of consciousness, to get glimpses of the reality that's quite difficult for you to experience and to get glimpses of in your awakened consciousness state. And it's also possible for you in that altered state of consciousness to retain the memory of what it's like to experience a reality that, to a certain extent, operates without the limitations of your veil. In your awakened consciousness state, you believe in time and space. Time and space are perhaps one of the most difficult realities and belief systems for you to step outside of in your awakened consciousness state, and as well are perhaps the most responsible for you believing that there is some type of an organization in a reality experience that's occurring within your vibrational level that you are not responsible for. Time and space. You believe in a past and a present and a future. You believe that certain things have occurred in the past and that you're existing in this so-called present and that you have the capacity perhaps to alter your future. Perhaps because there are some who don't believe even that they have the capacity to alter their future. And that's okay if that's what you wish to believe. You can have that. It's not a right or wrong concept. You see, none of these so-called belief systems are what you might refer to as right or wrong or more beneficial or less beneficial or good or bad unless you believe it is in your awakened consciousness state. In your altered state of consciousness, from that level at which you produce and create this reality, there is no such thing as the judgmental attitude towards the beliefs that you hold. It's all good. From that spark of consciousness level that you create this reality, you create it from a position of absolute unconditional love. And you do it rejoicingly to validate belief systems that are held in various levels of your consciousness so that you can have the experience that you desire. And it becomes difficult for many to accept that it's as a result of desires, a validation of belief systems. Particularly if it's what you in your awakened consciousness state would look at and believe is a less than desirable reality. It becomes very difficult to grasp. But it's what makes it real. It's what makes it feel like you're not in control. It's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. To have that opportunity, to have that capacity to create a reality when you at your awakened consciousness level and once again through the various levels of consciousness hold a belief system that you are not entirely in control of. And we say not entirely in control of because at some areas of your creation process you will accept responsibility for in your awakened consciousness state that creation, or particularly accept responsibility for having the capacity to influence the reality that you experience at that particular level of consciousness. What we're suggesting is that you're responsible for creating it all. And that becomes a more difficult concept to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. But nonetheless, you are responsible for it all. Now, this belief in time and space makes it very difficult for you to grasp the understanding that you exist in the now. That you, as entities, are experiencing other realities that are occurring, for lack of better terminology, at the same time. Simultaneously, if you wish. And you see, therein lies the difficulty of giving a verbal explanation through this use of a vocabulary, because your vocabulary, primarily when you begin to refer to some concept of the now, is based upon your belief system in time and space. You can't get away from it. It doesn't matter what word you attempt to apply, it's still based upon that belief of the concept of time and space. Simultaneously means that it's occurring at the same time. to say that it's in the now refers to your belief of this particular instant. And yet that's not what it is. In the now is a concept that encompasses your entire existence, both your past, your present, and your future. And so the terminology becomes very difficult, very limited, in trying to give an explanation of what the now is and what it is that you are not only possible of experiencing, but are experiencing. You are so much more than what you perceive in your awakened consciousness, that you are a multi-dimensional personality. You are an entity that is being involved in a creation process. While in your awakened consciousness state, you are focusing on a minute part of it, and yet this creation process that you're involved in encompasses the entire existence in this vibrational level. And it, once again, doesn't matter what terminology we attempt to give you an explanation, it always falls short, because it's based upon, once again, that concept and the belief in time and space. But you as entities have existed within this vibrational level since its beginning, since its conception, since you as entities agreed to put in place the belief systems that allowed you to have this experience. You see, it's illusionary. It's a validation of your belief systems. It's an illusion. And there again lies a difficult explanation, because you see, in your awakened consciousness state, the use of illusion can many times refer to as someone being involved in something that has very little importance, because it's illusionary. And that's not what we're suggesting at all. We're not suggesting that it's not important. We're not suggesting that it's not a valid reality that you are experiencing. Quite the contrary, but nonetheless, illusionary. It's an illusion. It's a validation of your belief systems, both your so-called human consciousness and your societal and what we refer to as the individual belief systems. This reality is a validation of a combination of all of those belief systems, and it's illusionary. If you wish to change it, you alter the belief. If you alter the belief, you automatically alter the reality, because once again, the thought of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the belief systems without exception. You see, that's the important part to grasp. It's without exception. And so you as entities have been involved in this creation process in this vibrational level since its conception, since it began. Because once again, time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. And so you, as entities, in your awakened consciousness state, and indeed even in various levels of consciousness in this particular incarnational period that you are choosing to focus on, are blocking out all of the other realities that you are experiencing. And you, in other levels of your consciousness, are experiencing those other realities, and in turn are blocking out this reality. It's occurring in the now. All of the so-called experiences, all of the incarnational periods, this vibrational level is being experienced in the now. You look upon it as being a progression, an evolutionary process, where you believe that you have come from a certain point to this point, and you can look at your past and you can map it out and suggest that we've progressed from this point to here, to here, to here, until finally we get to the present, and then we have the future, and we're going to progress and perhaps change and perhaps evolve into different elements of creation process in our so-called future. We're suggesting it exists in the now, that you're involved in your future as well as your past. Many entities being involved in this creation process in your so-called awakened consciousness state indeed have a tendency and a desire to experience and to be able to tap into these other so-called realities, these other incarnational periods. It's rather ironic that for the majority of those individuals attempting that type of experience of your other lifetimes, look upon it as past life regression. You see, as past life regression means it's something that's occurred in your so-called past, in your history, and once again fits within the validation of your so-called belief systems in time and space. It was past life regression. You very seldom have an individual experience just an altered life regression, where you look into your future. And that's possible, and many entities have done that in your so-called awakened consciousness state and can come back and give you memories of realities that are being experienced in your so-called future. But for most entities, the past has more valid reality concept than this so-called future. And so you look at the past, because that fits within the belief system. Because even though you may have doubts about this ability to be involved in other lifetimes, you don't have doubts about the fact that there has been a history. And there is the possibility that you have been involved in that history in other lifetimes in the past. The future becomes a much more difficult concept to grasp, because that goes against the belief system that you've agreed to put in place, that time and space are reality and not illusion. And so the past life regression becomes much easier for you to hold as a possibility, as opposed to being involved in a future lifetime regression. And so you're involved in these realities, in these other experiences, in these other incarnational periods, but your consciousness is tapped into this particular incarnational period. And we've used the analogy many times that this vibrational level that you're experiencing is similar to being involved and tapped into a frequency that's comparable to your so-called radio wave frequencies that you broadcast throughout your universe. And you understand that through the use of various apparatus, it's possible for you to tune into one particular frequency while eliminating all the rest. You understand that they all exist within the same time and same space, and yet you are tapped into and focused on one particular so-called frequency while eliminating all the rest. And so it is in this vibrational level. All of the other vibrational levels exist within the same time and same space. You choose, however, to be focused upon and tapped into this one vibrational level, this one frequency, if you wish, while eliminating all the rest. And so it is, to use that analogy, you can apply it to your so-called incarnational periods, the realities that you're experiencing within this vibrational level. They're all there. All of these different frequencies, all of the different lifetimes existing within the same time and same space. You choose, through this particular apparatus that you're existing in, to tap into the one, into this one, while eliminating all the rest. And when you're in the other apparatuses in your other so-called physical beings, you repeat the process by being tapped into that particular frequency while eliminating all the rest. And yet they occur simultaneously. They're all there. In your altered states of consciousness, many times you're involved in and you have contact with those other so-called frequencies. And in that altered state of consciousness, many times it can seem to be very real, because it is real, more real in fact than the reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. But nonetheless, when you come back into this awakened consciousness state, because of your human consciousness belief system and your agreement to participate in that validation of the veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, that experience that you had in your altered state of consciousness seems to be one that is illusionary. It seems to be the one that was a figment of your imagination, when in reality it was much closer to the real creation that you're involved in than is this one that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. And so in those altered states of consciousness and in those other areas that you're creating in, you have a tendency to be involved with entities that you're familiar with. You have a tendency to agree to participate in a creation process where you're interacting with the same individuals. The same individuals that you're involved with, not only in this incarnational period, but in your so-called future incarnational periods as well. It's all happening in the now. It's not that you, in every incarnational period, interact with the same individuals, but you're involved with those individuals at that level of your consciousness from which you create the reality, and they're simply branches. It's like having different discussions with the same individual. You sit down and have a discussion with an individual when you're having some type of a conversational interaction, and you don't just necessarily stick on one topic. And it's like, well, if I'm going to talk to this individual, I'm going to have to talk about this particular topic because that's the topic that I've agreed to. When I get to another topic, well, then I'm going to have another individual to talk about. And for this topic, I need to talk to that individual. It's not that way at all. You can talk to that individual about various topics. And so it is that you are involved in various facets of your creation process in these so-called other incarnational periods that are occurring simultaneously, similar to having a conversation where you're involved in several different topics with the same individual. And so you are involved in several different incarnational periods and interactions with the same individual. It's not really all that complicated to grasp that concept, that you interact with someone that you feel comfortable with, that you have agreed to participate in various interactions with, you agree to participate and to be involved in other interactions in other incarnational periods as well. Not always in the same facet, just as it is when you're having a conversation, one individual does not necessarily always lead in that conversation. If they do, then you know from past experience, quite often you will change individuals to have a conversation with. And so it is that when you're interacting with these individuals in other incarnational periods,
well, it had 36 minutes when I hit the button.